You're listening to Morning Edition on VPR. Good morning, I'm Henry Epp. Town Meeting Day is coming up on Tuesday, March 5th, and in the lead-up, we're looking at local issues up for a vote around the state. Today, we'll look at the ballot in Burlington, Vermont's largest city. Joining me today is 7 Days reporter Katie Jickling, who covers the Burlington area. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Henry.
So there's a number of city council seats up for election this town meeting day in Burlington and some interesting races. Let's start with the North District, which has historically been Burlington's most conservative district. What's happening in that race? And if a progressive candidate wins, how will that shift power on the city council?
So to back up a little bit, there are 4 city council seats open for re-election. And the progressives are really pushing hard in all of them. The North District is really new territory for them. And this time around, they have endorsed a candidate who's running as an independent named Keenan Christensen. The progressives hope that this race will be, you know, a step into this new territory for them to really, you know, have a stronger presence.
And expanding their power potentially on the city council.
Yes, they hope that this will be part of a push to have more power against Mayor Moreau Weinberger, who's a Democrat, and really push a more liberal, progressive agenda.
Well, in the Central District, there was some shuffling of party affiliation, also with the progressives. Incumbent Jane Nodell is now running as an independent after the Progressive Party there backed Perry Freeman. What does that mean for that race?
I think that's another example of the way that the Progressive Party is saying, you know, this old guard that has been more moderate isn't meeting the needs of Burlingtonians. They're not pushing hard enough on issues of affordability and, you know, serving the working people.
Looking to the south part of the city, in the South District City Council seat, Progressive Mohammed Jafar and incumbent Paco DeFrancis are challenging incumbent Democrat Joan Shannon. And there was some controversy recently around Mohammed Jafar over some sexist tweets that he posted just a couple of years ago. Can you tell us what exactly happened there?
Yes, Mohammed Jafar, he's 22. He was born in a refugee camp in Kenya. And he grew up in Burlington. And so he just graduated from college and he's coming back to the city hoping to get involved. His campaign hit a major bump when vtdigger.org published a story about a series of sexist tweets that he published over multiple years in college and in high school. And they have raised questions about, you know, how viable is this candidate? Interestingly, the Progressive Party has been really quiet about it.
Let's turn now to a couple of the ballot questions in Burlington. There's a question on the ballot about expanding the downtown improvement district from right now it's just the Church Street Marketplace, which a lot of people are probably familiar with, to 38 blocks all over downtown. What's the idea behind that question?
That's been actually the most controversial question in Burlington this election. Right now, businesses along Church Street basically pay a fee, and in exchange for that, they get more services, more trash removal, more marketing and advertising, certain events. And the idea is that Burlington has sort of created this identity and this feel around Church Street, and the city wants to expand that and have all downtown businesses pay in.
And so what's the opposition to that?
Some people worry that it will increase rents downtown. There have been concerns saying that it would displace some of the people who are homeless or on the street or people who are not business owners. And a stronger business presence could make it harder for those people and less welcoming.
Finally, there's a question on the Burlington ballot around reducing single-use plastic. That includes bags and straws and styrofoam takeout containers. What does that question propose the city do?
This is an advisory question. So it's just asking whether Burlingtonians want to support a ban on single-use plastics. Depending on how Burlington votes on this, it could create some momentum around this issue to have other towns and potentially the state move forward.
Katie Jickling is a reporter for 7 Days covering all things Burlington. Katie, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Henry.